This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Discussions begin in both houses of the federal parliament on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. Refunding process of deposits to savers of troubled cooperatives starts. Small depositors from three cooperatives receive refunds today. 87% of the National Economic Census 2082 completes, and Iran sends response to US proposal to end war via mediator Pakistan. Now the news in detail. Discussions have begun in both houses of the federal parliament on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. The members of parliament in today's House of Representatives meeting said the issues included principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Samvat should be duly implemented. Taking part in the meeting, the lawmakers said that the trend of poor implementation of the past should be ended in the upcoming fiscal year. Meanwhile, the deliberations on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill except tax for the upcoming fiscal year will continue on Tuesday as well. According to Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Arial, deliberations on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill will continue on Tuesday as well. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle had tabled the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill at the House of Representatives meeting on the 14th of May. Likewise, Dr. Wagle would respond to the lawmakers' concerns on the document on Wednesday. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is summoned for 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Meanwhile, discussions in the National Assembly on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Samvat, excluding tax proposals, have concluded for today. The discussion will resume at the next meeting scheduled for tomorrow at 1:15 p.m. During the meeting, National Assembly Chair Naren Prasad Dahal read out a letter from the Office of the President regarding the formation of the Council of Ministers. Chair Dahal also proposed the names of lawmakers Padam Bahadur Pariyar, Madan Kumari Sa Garima, Roshani Meche and Mohammad Khalid for the Business Advisory Committee, which the meeting approved. The second National Economic Census 2082 initiated by the National Statistics Office, NSO, has progressed 87.08% so far. The progress of the census so far has been disclosed through a press conference held today at the NSO Thapathali office. The Deputy Chief Statistics Officer and spokesperson Dhundiraj Lamichani said the counting, which started on the 15th of April, will continue until 21st of June. In the meantime, enumerators across the country have collected field data and so far distributed more than 800,000 paper forms and over 10,000 census tokens. The Chief Statistics Officer Dr. Kamal Prasad Pokhrel stated that on-site data collection is vigorously ongoing and urge the institutions involved in the counting to provide accurate and factual information. The Foreign Ministry said diplomatic efforts are underway to ensure a fair hearing in the case of Nepali citizen Amrit Jha, who remains in Iranian police custody on charges of smuggling illegal goods. The ministry said his case is under review in an Iranian court, clarified confusion caused by unofficial reports of his release, and noted that legal steps are being taken for his repatriation. Jha and six others were arrested on Qasim Island on the 28th of February in 2026 before regional tensions escalated. Nepal has been unanimously elected Vice President of the 79th World Health Assembly during its opening session in Geneva. According to Samir Kumar Adhikari, a Nepali delegation led by Minister Mehta attended the assembly, which is being held from the 18th to the 23rd of May. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हर एक दिन को लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जहाँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेट मा सब गर्नुस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस सबै यसबाट आउँदै पाउनुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न #1415# गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A climbing team led by Chinese mountaineer Shi Zhengyi has become the first this spring season to summit both Mount Everest and Lhotse in a single continuous ascent, according to the expedition organizer. The expedition organized by Himalayan Mountaineering Expedition said the team reached the summit of Everest at 8:56 a.m. on the 14th of May before climbing Lhotse at 11:25 a.m. the same day. Nepali guides Nyingma Dorje Tama and Nawa Nuru Sherpa were part of the support Sherpa team. Now a sports update. Nepal national cricket team defeated Scotland national cricket team by 6 wickets in the ongoing ICC Cricket World Cup League 2 at TU International Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur. Chasing 195 runs, Nepal reached the target in 38.1 overs, losing 4 wickets. Meanwhile, leg spinner Sandeep Lamithane set a new ODI record by becoming the fastest player to take 150 wickets, achieving the milestone in 73 matches and surpassing Mitchell Stark's previous record of 77 matches. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Iran has submitted a response to the latest United States proposal to end the war via mediator Pakistan as the fragile truce comes under growing strain. Al Jazeera cited the semi-official Tasnim news agency reported as saying Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Baghai told a press briefing on Monday that Tehran's response to the latest US proposal had been convened to the American side through mediator Pakistan. United States and Iran have exchanged proposals in recent weeks during a fragile ceasefire following 6 weeks of fighting, but Pakistan mediator talks have stalled. Donald Trump said the ceasefire is on life support. Baghai said Iran is demanding the release of frozen assets and the lifting of sanctions. China will buy at least $17 billion worth of agricultural goods from the United States annually following U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping's summit in Beijing, the White House has said. Al Jazeera cited the fact sheet released on Sunday as saying China will make the purchases 2028 with 2026 target applying to the remainder of the year on proportionate basis. The White House said the deal builds on China's earlier commitment to purchase at least 87 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans agreed during the October summit between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping in South Korea. They also agreed to establish the U.S.-China Board of Trade and Board of Investment to manage trade and investment, while China has not yet commented on the announcement. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi province as well as Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while partly cloudy in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions and mainly fair in the remaining Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi province as well as Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Discussions begin in both houses of the federal parliament on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. Refunding process of deposits to savers of troubled cooperatives starts. Small depositors from 3 cooperatives receive refunds today. 87% of the National Economic Census 2082 completes, and Iran sends response to US proposal to end war via mediator Pakistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.